Hello everyone, this is Anupriya and you are listening to Mommy Tincture. So today is day 5 of my 365 day journey to gentle parenting. So initially I called it 365 days of gentle parenting, but I think the task is getting tougher by the day and life is not going to be easy if I intend to complete and accomplish this task. So today, the update from my end today is that my elder son, he broke the rear mudguard of his bicycle and he came home and he told me that, "Mama, this is broken." I looked at him for a second, I looked at the cycle, and I might have just said something hurtful in judgment, but then I looked at my son and I realized that he was already feeling guilty, and I just took a step back, reconsidered my words, and just said that, "All right, it's broken. Just make sure to be more careful the next time." I don't know if these are the best words to be said to somebody who's already made a mistake and is brooding over something. A child, a brooding child rather, who has just lost a dear toy or something. But I think I did a good job because I did not leash back at him. So yes, some good brownie points to me over there. And coming to my younger one. So younger one was at his pleasing best because by evening 6 p.m. he had zero screen time. So if you've heard my previous day's recording, you would know that the younger son, who's 5 years old, he watched television for 5 hours straight yesterday. So today he was kind of grounded from the screen. He was open to do everything else but screen. So until 6 p.m. in the evening, he had zero screen time. And we closed the day at 45 minutes of screen time. So some kudos to myself and some kudos to the little one, because that's not bad actually. And that's even better because I did not have to raise my voice even once. So today was one of the easier and good days. I just hope that God be kind to me and gives me more such days. But alas, I know there is a test for me waiting around the corner. So yes, you will all need to wish me luck. Apart from this, today I just happened to read an article, the link to which a friend of mine shared with me. And I will share the link with you in the description. So this article is about how to improve your patience with kids and something on these lines. And the author has given some strategies, but one thought that has stuck on to me is that, why do we lose patience with our kids? So the author says that when children throw up a tantrum or are making noise or aren't listening to us, what happens is that we as individuals, mothers or fathers, anybody, we as individuals, we start thinking on desperate terms, in terms of, why am I doing this? Why do I have to do this? Or especially with me, it's like, I did not sign up in life for this kind of parenting. So what happens is that our thoughts are already spiraling down. We are physically exhausted, one, and then the thoughts are further spiraling down. So taking the entire mood, the psychology and the physiology further down, and what happens is that we become the victims of our own psychology and physiology, and we shout, we lose our patience. Some unfortunate parents might even spank their kids. So the way to tackle the situation, for me at least, what I have figured out is that whenever the child is throwing a tantrum, I am not going to think that why is my child such a tantrum thrower. Rather, I'm going to say thank you God for feeling, for thinking that I'm capable of helping this child. That's one thought. Another thought could be that, all right, it's just a tantrum. Kids have a very narrow span of attention, and this shall pass. And I'll take a deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. That's what I'm going to do. So these are some tiny snippets of what I am trying to consciously do to make my parenting journey more joyful and at least devoid of all the negative emotions which have a physiological impact on the kids. That's primarily, in simple words, shouting. Okay, so this was Anupriya, and you were listening to Mommy Tincho, who is on a project of 365 days of gentle parenting. And see you tomorrow then. Bye-bye.